A traffic stop on Monday evening for a vehicle with no plates displayed ended on Tuesday morning with pulling the driver out of the Mississippi River. Hastings Deputy Police Chief David Wilski explains.
So on Monday night at 8:14 p.m., one of our officers tried to stop a car at 10th and Tyler for having no license plates either on the front or rear of the car. And the officer approached and acquired identification from the driver. He got a potential warrant hit on the driver, and the driver also did not have a valid license. As he reapproached the car and asked the driver to step out, he took off. So a pursuit was initiated. It eventually made it to Nininger, headed westbound, and the pursuit was canceled because it was reaching speeds that were unsafe, even for that area. Shortly afterwards, the vehicle was observed leaving the roadway and entering a cornfield in the 10,000 block of 132nd Street. By the time officers made it to the vehicle, so it traveled approximately 1,000 feet through a cornfield and then crashed into some trees, and they did not locate the driver or the passenger. Later on in the evening, the passenger did come out of cornfield area, and we utilized State Patrol helicopter and also a K-9 team to try and locate the driver, but we were unsuccessful in doing that. A cops alert was put out on the driver, so we managed to get the vehicle out of the wooded and field area with the assistance of the landowner and some machinery that had to be used. And most recently, we got a call of the potential driver suspect down in that area along the Mississippi River. So we did go down there, and as soon as he saw the uniforms, he entered the river and swam out to the middle of the river. So we had to call both Hastings Fire Department and Dakota County Water Rescue, and they successfully apprehended him.
The name of the driver has not been released.